And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Andrew Kreider talks about coffee.
I did it again. I drank too much coffee. The clock strikes midnight. Maybe it was worth it to try to push through all of those late nights at work this week. But now I have a day off. All that coffee the past 5 days, I can tell tonight is going to be a five-ring circus. An Olympic chain of bloodshot circles, all five of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's stages of grief spinning inside my tired head. Oh boy, here we go. 1 a.m. Denial. Who cares how much coffee I drank? I'm convinced that if I just lie here long enough, I will go to sleep. I discover that if one lies on one's right side for long enough, one's right hip begins to hurt. And that if one turns onto one's left side, one's right hip feels much better, but one's left hip begins to hurt. Repeat this pattern every 10 minutes for an hour, and one is ready to lie face down. At this point, one's hips feel a palpable relief that is somewhat tempered by a violent spasm in the neck and a marked inability to breathe. 2 a.m. Anger. I keep doing this to myself. I can't believe that I thought it would be different this time around. Of course I can't sleep after a week-long Java bender. I vow that I will never drink coffee again. That stuff is so dangerous. I fantasize about going into the kitchen and clearing the decks, throwing that beautiful bag of fine-ground French roast in the trash, and drinking nothing but peppermint medley mélange or whatever fancy foo-foo beverage we have stuck at the back of the cabinet. That'll show 'em. I will be healthy, well-rested, and my breath will smell like a field in France. 3 a.m. Bargaining. To pass the time, and as a way of making peace with the beverage gods, I have started doing anagrams of Starbucks products. Pages of yellow legal pad are scattered over the bed, covered in frantic scratchings of vowels and consonants. Grande Starbucks yields burst sack danger, while pumpkin spice lattes is grudgingly squeezed into its pet puke in spam. 4 a.m. Depression. The mocha moon is shining through an open window. I am starting to worry. All the terrible thoughts that during the day I have pushed to the back of my mind now come flooding back. There's no stopping it. Caffeine has broken down my defenses. Here comes the wave. Did I pay the property taxes in time? Why is the dog snoring? Is that the dog snoring? Would I look good in a white tuxedo? Why would I want to do that? Will my kids hate me someday? Maybe I should buy a motorcycle. I'd rather do that than keep bees, although it would be nice to have some homegrown honey. The wave just keeps rolling until finally it crashes onto me with the worst thought of all. What am I going to wear to this year's Halloween party? I hate trying to find costumes. Maybe I won't go. Maybe I won't wake up. What if I never get to sleep? 5 a.m. Acceptance. Okay, so I'm not going to sleep tonight. But it doesn't mean I have to hate coffee. The truth is, I love it, especially the smell. In college, I tried to read the work of Ludwig Wittgenstein, the great 20th century philosopher of language. I failed miserably due to a combination of low brain power and short attention span. But I do remember one passage in which he wrote of the smell of coffee. Can one really describe the aroma of fresh coffee, or is it indescribable? Ludwig, I have no idea. But staring at the plastic glow-in-the-dark stars that we fixed to the bedroom ceiling, I am suddenly transported back to Muswell Hill Broadway in the London of my youth. There was a shop in the parade that roasted coffee every afternoon. The vent from the roaster gave straight out onto the pavement, bathing passers-by in an unspeakably glorious haze. Rich, nutty, just on the edge of being burned and dizzying in its intensity. I would go out of my way to stand in front of that window, watching the fires beyond and breathing deeply the smells of that infernal yet magical land. You don't ever forget your first love. Come what may, I love coffee, and I think I always will. I slip out of bed and pad to the kitchen. The sun is up now. I drink a glass of water and fall asleep at the table. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Andrew Kreider.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.